Hello there. My name is Sammy the Scientist. And what I'm about to do is conduct a case study that examines the reality that exists in every single person. Due to zero responses from the request for volunteers in this experiment, by golly, I'm forced to have to use myself. Lower the microphone!
No, Sammy!
Prepare snare entry!
It's too dangerous!
We'll fight wrong, Leonardo!
You're going to risk the repentant of you!
Leonardo, oh chum, that is the risk that I'm willing to take.
I'm the epitome of every temporary pleasure seeker. My tendencies are monsters that wanna eat up all the evil it catches with its sight. Quick fix, baby, anything to fill this appetite. I'm the chief backstabber who gets relief and laughter from a treat and back to sleazy habits. I wanna dare to go, make myself available to taste the world without any restraints or borders. Order me up a smorgasbord of lust with a rippy pay-per-view or something I can touch. If not, then my heart will just make harlots of these girls I never talked to, let alone love. Bump hating, I've got imaginations of revenge plots against these villains cursing my name. And believe me, I even daydream of beating people's teeth, and even if they didn't mean to cause me harm, there go my defenses up like fences where I premeditate precautionary weapons of responses I use for contention for whatever I'm faced with, whatever situation.
Who's the opposite?
Born sinner, opposite of a winner. Born sinner, opposite of a winner. Born sinner, opposite of a winner.
This is the reality of it all. No such thing as being good, we all fall. No way that we can save ourselves from our shameful self, or even pay the cost. Have we lost? This is the reality of it all. No such thing as being good, we all fall. No way that we can save ourselves from our shameful self, or even pay the cost. Have we lost? You may be thinking,
man, Sam, you lack the spirit. As a matter of fact, you sound like you're backslidden.
Go ahead, label me a violent, prideful, perverted, introverted jerk that speaks as mine. Just know, I described every person alive, from the goody two shoes to the worst kind of guys. From cats living the hood of the suburban life to the worthy and unworthy discerned through human eyes. Cause what I've learned over time, and I'm sure we can never kill the curse that's been inside us since birth. It's like this, don't mean to be graphic, but our good works are worth the same as soiled sanitary napkins.
Ew.
Who could ever pay the cost of death? This body of death is exhausted beyond mortal limits. Not us, we need someone tougher than us. Dust made bombs to cover up all the injustice. Someone to front the substitutionary payment of death God demands upon
Jesus.
The basis of our nature. Rewind time to see your bond through blood spillage. Endless scars on a man marred past recognition.
Amazing love displayed.
Son of God was sent to suffer consequences and making himself non-exempt. We can be adopted for us to call him father. Though we in this, we not others, cause our faith now is what conquers.
Now we can be adopted for us to call him Abba. Though we in this, we not others, cause our faith now is what conquers.
This is the reality of it all. That even though we're filled with wrong and missed the mark, there's an escape that's found in God's grace that abounds. At the foot of the cross, we lay down all. This is the reality of it all. That even though we're filled with wrong and missed the mark, there's an escape that's found in God's grace that abounds. At the foot of the cross,